Hey, really quick, before we jump into this episode, could you do me a favor and hit the subscribe button? That way you are notified of when we have new episodes. Also, don't be afraid to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That way, if you have a comment or if you got something that you'd like to share with the show or myself, you've got plenty of ways to do so. Thanks, and let's get to the show. What's up, family? This is Steve Holmes, and you are listening to the Modality Podcast. Welcome back to the Modality Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Holmes, and we are back at it again. I just want to take a quick moment and just to send out my, thoughts and prayers to everyone who is dealing with the loss of life or some type of casualty due to COVID-19. Praying for your families and wishing you peace and strength through this otherwise very difficult time. And this thing is it's just unfortunate how it's played out over the last couple of months. But what I do know is that we are a resilient people, and we'll definitely get through it. We've just got to get past the toughest of the tough stage. So I feel like that's kind of where we are now. And I know they're beginning to open up in some areas prematurely. That's another discussion for another day. Some areas are doing it very strategically, which I can appreciate. But in any regard, I'm praying for you, and I'm praying for your families, and hoping that we get through this. And the same goes for anyone. I think we're up to 60 or I don't remember the number, but 60 million people have filed for unemployment over the last few months. So that means that's about 60 million people who are not working right now, who don't have an income. And I know there are plenty of issues with the systems, and I just hate that we're going through this, and people are having to go without and having to make tough decisions financially for their families. And it's unfortunate, but again, just stay positive, and do not let this get the best of you. Just hang in there. Keep putting God first. And if you haven't put God first, put him first. And, things always work out. All right. So now that we've gotten past that, I got a great one today, because we're in this pandemic. And the beautiful thing about this topic is that not so much as to what it's not saying, but what it is saying. And we're seeing so many people launch businesses, and I think that's a beautiful thing. I have been a proponent of small business ownership and people, utilizing the tools and the gifts that they already have. Everybody has a gift. There's nobody on this earth that is not equipped with some type of a talent or a gift that they can't use to monetize and create income for yourself. Everybody has it. I don't care who you are. Some people say, I don't have a gift. I don't have this. Yes, you do. You just haven't found it yet. Everybody has something that they're, number one, good at, and that they're passionate about. And once you find it, man, the sky's the limit to how you can use that to leverage yourself to provide more income. and more opportunity for yourself. So a lot of people are finding out that they're good seamstresses. There are a lot of people that are out here making masks that didn't make them before. Some bad, some good. There are people that are starting to learn how to cook during these times and realizing that they like it. There are people that are doing handiwork around the house that are realizing, hey, I'm actually pretty good at, you know, plumbing, or I'm good at electrical work, because you've been forced into these scenarios. And those are all beautiful things. It is beautiful. Don't take this moment for granted. Like, I believe everybody should come out of this better than they were. You may not, your money might not be where it needs to be or whatnot, and those types of things. But I'm talking about purely from a intrinsic standpoint. Like, your intrinsic value should definitely be greater than what it is today. You know, when we come out of this thing. But what that has also done is it has created, again, businesses. And the beautiful thing about it is we're in a digital world now, and we have access to, I mean, we have access to people, like an infinite amount of people, it seems like, right? We have access to all those people. I mean, not directly, but in a very general sense. That is how we can explain how things go viral, because, you know, once a certain amount of people get a hold to it, I mean, it just, everybody sees it, right? So we're all connected in these unique ways that we were not, you know, say 15, 20 years ago, which is beautiful. But keep in mind that the market is extremely vast. Like, there are so many people out there, so many people. Just remember, I just said a number, I think I said 60, maybe it's 30, but 30 or 50 or 60, I forget the number, million people are unemployed right now. So that just tells you, right, that that's the unemployment number. And that number represents like 4.5% of the workforce. You do the math, that equates to like a total number of hundreds of millions of people, right? So what always baffles me is when I see entrepreneurs and I see people on Facebook and social media, and they don't realize how big the general market is. And here's what I mean by that, is we create these products and we create these services, and we only know how to market to the people we know. We only market to our Facebook friends list. We only market to our Instagram followers, our Twitter followers, our YouTube subscribers. But there is a much, much larger market out there if you understand that you can, if you take the time to, number one, understand how Facebook ads, Google ads, you know, Instagram ads, how all these things work. When you have a business page, and say you're one of these people out here selling masks, and you're doing it from your personal page or your business page, and you wonder, you know, why on a business page, you know, man, only 6 people or only 10 people are seeing my Facebook ads. Well, Facebook has suppressed your ads. I mean, has suppressed your unpaid ad. You know why? Because they want you to put some dollars behind it, because they understand they have the database of people. They have the systems that can get your stuff out to the right people and the right market and the right target, the people who are actually looking for what you're selling. Facebook, Instagram, Google, they understand how to get it to those people. And you can't just do that by posting. And listen, you will have success selling the family. I'm not saying don't sell the family. We should all patronize the people we love with our products and services, and vice versa, right? Like, we should all support each other. But what I'm saying is don't be so small-minded to think that once you've exhausted your friends list on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, that that's it. that it's dried up. You got nobody else to sell to. When in reality, you haven't even scratched the tip of the iceberg of how many people you can actually sell to, who you can actually get your product out to. It's a big deal. And I see it all the time, and I'm like, I don't understand why this person, I try to stay out of the folk business. But I don't understand how this person or that person, they aren't utilizing paid ads and putting some money behind it. It's not a lot of money if you really think about it. You take $200, you know, and if you're trying to run a business, listen, you know, you're going to have to spend some money, right? You're going to have to invest. But imagine spending $200 on, you know, Facebook ads for a month. And let's say you have a product worth $10 per unit. And you spent $200, and imagine, and that equates to, say, you know, over 30 days, that's what, five or something bucks a day that you spend on your advertising. Well, imagine if you, because you advertise using Facebook or Google or whatever it is, that you make a couple of sales a day at 10 bucks a sale, right? Like, you just do the math and you'll see, right? But you can't access those people, and you can't get beyond your friends list or beyond, you know, the people you know. And I'm only speaking digitally. If you're out, you know, selling face to face, or you know, at a festival or something, you know, you're offline, this is not going to apply here. I'm talking specifically digital. But if you do that, just do the math, right? The numbers work out, but you've got to do your research. You've got to understand your targeting. You've got to understand who your target demographic is. Like, all of those things matter. So I say that to say, your followers and your, you know, your family and friends who are all on Facebook, they are just the tip of the iceberg, just the tip. And once you figure out, like, how vast a market is, I'm telling you, some people you'll be able to quit your day jobs if you've got a good product and you've been able to tell a good story. Now, those are not mutually exclusive. If you have a good product, you've got to be able to tell the story and get it out there to the people and entice them to want to buy. But this is just, again, an overview of understanding how big the market is. And it's just not as big as your friend and follower list. The rabbit hole gets deep when you really start to study this stuff and understanding how these things work. So, you know, keep that in your cap. If you have any questions about it, feel free to hit me up on any of our social media platforms. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Like us. You know, we're trying to ramp back up during this time while the getting is good, so we can come back and bring you guys more stuff. So I thank you guys for your time, and we'll see you next go around. All right. Peace.